So let's do that. Let's move into a brief meditation and the last remarkable message from Kryon. So I invite you again to close your eyes. And the reason I ask to close your eyes is to just remove yourself from any distraction that the logical mind wants to see and process. Because the language coming through Kryon is a language that's multidimensional, and it communicates with the multidimensional aspects of your being. And when you close your eyes, it allows you to just attune to that energy even deeper. And there really is nothing to do. It is simply allowing yourself to relax, allowing yourself to receive. And so let us together affirm that we give permission to receive the loving message that the Creator has for us. We give permission to receive the divine love that the creative source has for us. And let us give thanks for this final, remarkable message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This indeed is the last channel of four for those who would listen in Australia. This is a special time. This is a special channel. I wish to do something that we are doing very often. And I'm going to start by telling you this, that the remarkable thing in the current of number four, in your current energy, number four, the most remarkable thing is the ability to become multidimensional. It was some months ago that I gave my partner some instructions. I knew they were coming. He did not. The COVID was always in the field, and that means that the potential of it was always there. For those of you who do not understand the field, it is a soup of potentials based on the consciousness of humanity. Basically, it's all the things that are being thought of at the moment and being done at the moment. The field is where you would get those who would be able to predict things. They don't know the future, they just see it coming as a potential in the field. There are many times when I've given you information that was in the field and it seemed like I was giving the future. I foretold of a new pope 13 months before it happened. But you see, already that was in the field. Because COVID is what it is, and you will learn a lot of the attributes of how it became to be what it is, it was in the field. And so there were many who expected it. And I was one. Dear ones, it could have gone either way. There was a potential it would not happen, and a great potential that it would. And in that time, in those months ago, I told my partner that he would be rearranging the energy of Kryon. That the kind of programs that he had been giving for 31 years were about to change. I told him that because of this new energy, because of this stoppage due to COVID, I wanted him to do something different. That he would start to lead those into a multidimensional place that was their ability to go there, that he would show them something that they'd never seen before, the ability literally to cross into the unknown. I told him to call it Healing Wednesdays. I told him to do it every week for at least a year or more. And that there would be those who would then come to it and understand that gradually they were being shown something that was very real, way past a meditation, way past that which could be a channeling energy. And so he did. And in these past months, there have been many programs. And every single time, we take you on a journey. It's an invitation to go to a place, if you wish, or a consciousness, if you wish, a feeling, an idea, that is as real as the chair you sit in. But it's beyond that dimensionality of anything that you know. What I wish to do today that is current and remarkable is to take you on that journey. I want you to see it. I want you to feel it. I want you to know what is here. Because this is the new tool that you're being given to finally open yourselves and discover what is in that Merkaba, that shell that is around you that you call a soul that isn't a shell at all. And for that, you have to understand a premise. And the premise, again, is the one I gave you before. I want you to listen carefully. What's real to you? I start at the beginning, just like I did months ago. I want you to feel this. I want you to understand the reality of what I wish to show you. Oh, you are so magnificent, dear human being. I see you, your name. I want you to please ignore those around you right now. This is for you. This is for you. Only you. Science has proven that there are multidimensionalities on this planet. There are so many dimensions, if you wish to name them and number them, and they continue and they continue, and over the years they've been more identified and more identified. Indeed, the physics that you study today shows you this. You're starting to even see some elements of time that are odd as you start to look at a dimensionality you didn't expect. Look up retrocausality and tell me that it's not multidimensional, where things you do today may change things in the past. This is where you sit, and this is where you are scientifically. That is to say, you're aware that there are many dimensions, and yet you only sit and exist and work in four. You call it 3D, but honestly, there are four. But what I want to show and tell is that if there are many and you live in four, what's in the others? Don't you want to know this? Is it possible that you are living in all of them, but only aware of four? That's the premise. Your soul lives in many. You live in four. And yet your soul is alive with you. Your soul is as present as you are with you. But things which in the past spiritually, you say, I'm not allowed to touch those things and I can't go there because that's sacred. I'll tell you, that's your training. It's only as sacred as you allow it to be. It's part of you. What if I told you you could touch part of it? You could be part of it. And that this is new. No matter how long you've been in healing, no matter how long you think that you have known all the energies that are there and you work with them, this is different. It's different because this area of time and space past 2012 into 2020 at this moment has never occurred on this planet. Your solar system is moving into different areas of space. Look it up. Magnetics are different on the planet because of it. Look it up. All manner of things are shifting so that you can begin to see these things about you. You sit there in a chair, and everything you see and touch, with every single breath you have, with the temperature around you, the sounds you hear, the people perhaps with you, that's all in 4D. What is past that? What if you could be in multiple D right now? Would you accept it? And that is the big question. Would you accept it? There are those who would say, okay, I understand there are multiple dimensions and I live in four, but four is what I'm used to. How would I even know that there were other dimensions that I could be in? And I'll tell you, you'll know. Because when you start to move past the four, you start to be aware of it. Premise: you do not know what you do not know. You cannot tell a more aware person about something that is even more aware than they are. A fool does not know they are a fool. We have said this before. You cannot look up into a higher intelligence if you don't have the intelligence. What happens when you get there, however, is you can look backwards and go, oh my, I had no idea this was here. And once you start to experience this, a multidimensional reality that is you, you start to feel your magnificence and the reason you might even be here. I will tell you that it opens an amazing amount of energy that you start to understand and recognize is you. There are so many layers of you. But the one I want to talk about, the one that I concentrate on, and the one that I have asked my partner to work with, is the multidimensional layers of your consciousness and your cellular structure. Years ago, there was a quantum biologist who was interested in seeing whether DNA was multidimensional. He discovered it was. Subsequently, the biology and physics comes together regularly to confirm that fact. Your cellular structure is more than 4D. Now, if that's the case, then why not take advantage of it? What does that mean, Cryon? It means that there are vibratory rates, there is light, there are sounds, there are so many things involved that could help you heal that disease in you, or even the fear in you, or the things you don't understand in you that are keeping you from going ahead. To change the circadian clock in order for you to start youthing instead of aging. A way to extend life and at the same time start to understand the benevolence of made in his image. This is not a doctrine, dear ones. It is not. There's no accompanying literature. There is not. There is no accompanying organization. There is not. There is just you in discovery mode for you. I want to take you there. I started months ago doing this. Remarkable for its time that you would be able to come with me, if you choose, and cross a bridge between the known and the unknown, and just for a moment or two, glimpse what I want to show you. And you'll always want to go back. Because it's you, and you cannot unknow it, dear ones. For those of you who are about to experience this, and truly experience it, it will be as real as the chair you sit in. For that is what a multidimensional body is. All of the dimensions are real. You simply don't recognize them as what you're used to in four. But they're all real, and they're all there. And when you go into others, it does not erase the one you're in. You stay in the chair that you're in. And you enhance the bubble that is your Merkaba. And more dimensionalities become aware for you. And when they do, dear ones, you can't forget it. There is no delete key in your brain that can delete the magnificent things that you will be seeing, if you choose, in the next moments with me. At the beginning of the Healing Wednesdays, I did this, and I'm going to do it with you, if you choose. Now, those who signed up to be here perhaps did not sign up for this. And so I say to you, nothing inappropriate is here for you. If you choose not to go into this exercise, nothing will happen to you that is different from now. It's simply free choice. But then there are others who say, show me. There are others right now listening that says, this is what I was waiting for. This is what I want. I want you to envision in your mind for a moment a canyon, a chasm. Sometimes there's water in the chasm, sometimes there is not. It doesn't matter. But it's uncrossable unless there is a bridge. And there is. This is all in your mind. It is all to facilitate moving into the next dimensionality. Easily. With guidance, with help, with love and compassion. And the reason I say that is because everything in every cell right now of you wants you to do this. Old soul, if you're listening to this program, there's a reason. You're here on this planet to learn, to understand, to know, to awaken, if you wish. This is why many of you came. The sense that something is different, that normal will never return to normal, and instead there's an enhancement of those who are ready. It won't make you better than anyone else. It will make you more responsible than anyone else. When you see what you're about to see, you'll understand that others can go there too, that there's hope for humanity because it drips with love and compassion and purpose. You'll see made in his image in every single human being on the planet. You'll be able to gaze into their eyes and see that which is beautiful instead of that which perhaps is judgmental. There's a bridge that separates that which is known from the unknown. And the unknown is the next step. There's no mystery there. It's simply not known yet. When you go to school, there is a great unknowing. In the courses that you will take, in the things that you will learn, there's a bridge there. And you have the ability to fear that or not, but you don't. You say, I wish to learn. I don't know these things yet, and I have no idea what they're talking about, but I'm going to learn it. And you go into the school, and you willingly cross the bridge, and you start to become educated. And you start to awaken to possibilities and principles and things that you didn't know. That's what this is, really. But it's spiritual, dear ones. It's not intellectual. That's different. Will you come with me on the bridge? This is your choice right now. For those of you who are willing, I ask you to give intent. I intend to go across this bridge willingly. And there is no harm that will come to me. And there isn't. Spirit would never harm part of itself, dear ones. And you are part of God, all of you. You are a piece and part of the whole, which is the beauty of creation. That's who you are, with the planet, with the animals, all of that. Pieces and parts of one thing, that's who you are. Are you ready to discover that which is more than you thought? Come with me across the bridge. And as you reach the middle of this bridge, the middle of the chasm, there is a mist that is going to hide the rest of the bridge and everything on each side. You cannot see past it. There is a reason for this mist. This is the free choice of the human being, to go through it or not. That's what the mist is. It's a barrier. I'll call it the barrier of belief. Every Wednesday, we look at the mist, and I look at you, and I say, are you ready to discover more of you? Take my hand. Let's go. The mist starts to disappear, and you realize you are moving into an area of feeling, a perception. This magnificent. I'll tell you something. The only ones who have felt this in this way are those who have had near-death experiences, dear ones, because the first place you go is the rest of your soul, the discovery, the light. But that's not where you're going. You're not going to death. You're going to life. Because here on the other side of this bridge is the rest of you. And it is so big. There's so much you can do. Everything is vibration. Everything. Every cell of your body, every piece of DNA vibrates in sound, in light, in frequencies, in non-frequencies. Difficult to explain, but they sing. There's a sonority. There's a reason and a system of the 12 bases of all things that come together that you call physics. When you get to this place with me across the bridge, you won't recognize it, not if it's your first time. Some of you will see beauty. Some of you will see nothing. Some of you are still wondering what you're supposed to do or what you're supposed to see. And I say to you, because you are in a multidimensional place, your brain is not engaged correctly because it doesn't know any of this. It has never seen any of this, so I will paint a picture and invite you in. There is a portal in this place you will call your soul. A portal. It's a place of understanding, of learning. It's a place where you recognize and see things you would not before, and it's beautiful. And I want you to come in with me. It's a temple, really. It's your temple. It's a temple because it's sacred, because you are sacred. You are a piece of your creator. Did you know your soul has no beginning and no end? What does that sound like? That sounds like God, doesn't it? Did you understand and realize that you've always been here in some level? Always. You were here before the universe, dear ones. The you that you think, your consciousness, all that you are. Breathe, because there is a multidimensional you're about ready to meet that you didn't know you had. When you go into this doorway, dear ones, you see an amphitheater sunken in the round, a sunken bowl with seats around it and a stage below, well lit, many seats around it. Some of you see it suspended in the air. Some of you see it with furniture and things around it because you need it to make sense to your brain, but it is all there and ready for you to take a seat in the middle of the stage. Let me take your hand and come down the aisle. There's no one in the seats. It's empty. You're safe, you know. You come and sit in the chair that is in the middle of the stage. The lights are there. You're well lit here, and you sit for just a moment. I want you to feel comfortable because of what's going to happen next, dear ones. It's something that I have walked through many times in the Circle of 12. The 12, again, representing all that is the physics and the structure of a multidimensional universe. That's the 12, not 12 masters. You are sitting in the soup of creation. Is this real? Are you feeling this yet? You're in your chair, but you're somewhere else too. You really, truly are. Sit in the chair right now. Sit there, because of what's going to happen next. All of those seats around you, they start to materialize other human beings. Some of you recognize them because they are here on this planet, still living. Some of them are family, some of them are not. Some of them have passed. It doesn't matter. You see, the soul is eternal. So whether they're living or not on the planet, it doesn't matter at all, because their souls are. Their souls are forever. And what are they going to do? I'll tell you what they're going to do. And I'll give you an idea. Because right now, I'm going to ask you to remove your shoes. Do you know what's coming? I do. Oh, you are so accepted, dear ones. Right now, all the earthly ideas of judgment and where you've been and what you've done or what you haven't done or what has transpired on this planet is gone. It is wiped away. You sit in a magic place of dimensionality where acceptance and beauty is all there is. It's thick with love. And you're going to be here a long time, and you're not going to care, because that's just a moment or two back where you were in 4D. Because one by one, every single one of those people in the chair, the ones you know, the neighbors, the ones at work, the ones that have passed, the ones you loved and lost, even some of the ones in the future, every single one is going to come up to you, look you in the eye. They're going to get on their knees and wash your feet. Everyone, as a symbol of understanding and acceptance and love that says, it doesn't matter. Your soul is like my soul, and we got plenty of time for this. And one by one, can you see this? It's an honoring of who you are. Finally, you know the truth. No matter what is happening here, no matter what is happening in the 3D, it doesn't matter. Because at the soul level, you're all the same. And let me tell you, this is a grand place for healing. Because after the foot washing, in another session and another session, you're going to start talking to every single cell of your body in a multidimensional way, and it's going to know who you are. Welcome to the Circle of 12. This is the new work of the human being to discover themselves so completely that when you return to the three-dimensional chair, you're going to ring with this experience and you're going to know what happened. You're going to dream about it and you'll say, I wonder if that was real. Was I tricked into thinking that it was real? There is no trick here, dear ones. It's you with you. We're not asking you to join anything or be anything or do anything other than to awaken to a larger truth. Welcome to a bigger human being than you thought you were. It's beautiful. I'm going to continue the music for a while. Just as we have done in every Healing Wednesday, this is for you to sample these things and to know you can have it again for free. We do it all the time. We invite you for free to come and do this again with us. But right now, why don't you stay a while? Just stay. Just stay. And so it is.